Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning. So, firstly, are the Commission findings expected to be as explosive as those uncovered by the Banking Royal Commission?
Well, that's a fairly big call, but certainly there will be examples of very poor care. We are talking about quite a vulnerable population, and not all care that is delivered is of the quality and standard that we would want. But I would want to make the point that, you know, there are very good providers out there who are committed, and their workforce being committed to looking after the elderly. So it's not a, you know, every nursing home is providing poor quality care.
That's, of course, of course, yeah. What do you think will be the biggest challenge for this inquiry?
Several things. One is, quite clearly, Royal Commissions are good at exposing evidence and allowing people to tell their stories and to have them aired. So the part of that challenge will be trying to get a balance between those who come forward with stories which are horrific and which are just totally unacceptable, and trying to balance that against the stories that they won't hear, which are the ongoing everyday delivery of care with a smile and a concern and with quality services. So that balance will be important. And the second will be to avoid a tendency to say, all right, let's lock everything down by way of regulation and, you know, make sure nothing bad ever happens, which, you know, and we don't want poor quality care ever to happen. But if we overly regulate, then you also won't have innovation and people wanting to deliver high quality care that goes above and beyond what the minimum regulations require.
So
there's a balance needed.
Yeah, definitely. Do you think that the government has picked a good time for the inquiry, or is it already a little late?
No, I don't think it's too late. I can understand why the Sunday announcement, given that, you know, there was plenty of warning that the Four Corners program was happening on a Monday night. So, you know, rather than appearing like in a previous example not too long ago of announcing the inquiry the day after, you know, it was better politics to announce it the day before. The timing of the inquiry would probably extend beyond the date of the election. So, you know, there'll be work in progress, but decision-making not having to be made unless governments choose, the government or even the opposition in its commitment to a policy platform, announce things as a result of what evidence has already come about from the Royal Commission. So that's a space to watch.
Definitely. Speaking of spaces to watch, which areas of the aged care sector do you think will need the most attention in this inquiry?
I think residential care is always more challenging in a sense than home-based care, because usually the people who are receiving home-based care are not quite as vulnerable. I mean, there are a number of vulnerable, frail, elderly people in home-based care, and in fact that's a good thing for many people who wish to remain in their homes as long as possible. But when you do move into the residential care sector, you know, generally they are much more either physically frail or mentally frail. You know, may have dementia or may have other special needs of multiple morbidities, you know, chronic diseases and the like. So their care levels generally tend to be much higher, and therefore they are more vulnerable if the quality of care is not as high.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, definitely. And finally, looking abroad, has an investigation of this magnitude been conducted in other countries that you know of?
I don't sort of have to the top of my head an answer to that, but can I just make one other point that the danger, as I mentioned, is of sort of then heavily regulating to avoid anything bad ever happening again, rather than providing incentives.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the answer that I'd be looking for out of this process is, yes, make sure the regulation and, importantly, the regulator is independent, mm-hmm. And competent and well-resourced, that the level of resourcing in for aged care is, you know, an appropriate level, and that the staff must be well-trained.
Yeah.
The third thing, though, is that the transparency. We need much more transparency on the level of care. So
mm-hmm.
if there are complaints, if there are incidences found, then they should be on websites and be able to be found by people so that they can say, well, you know, unless they've improved their standards, I'm not going there.
Mm.
And we need much more competition. So in community care, the fund holder is now the person getting the care.
Mm-hmm.
That's not yet the case in residential care, but we need to have the resident being the fund holder of the subsidy so that they can say, well, or they or their carers or family can say, well, this isn't good enough.
Mm.
I'm moving. I'm going somewhere else. I'm taking the money.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely agree with you there. Well, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning.
Pleasure, Alex. Take care, and nice to be talking to you this morning.